Aloha and good evening, Brother Michael here with the Superhero Training Program. And tonight we're going to be talking about none other than living your dharmic path, living your path of truth, your path of light, doing what it is that only you can do, doing what only you can do. The things that you are destined to do. Why have you come into this world? What is it that life has been preparing you for, has been calling you for? Why are you here? You're not here just to eat, sleep, drink. Why are you here? What is your purpose? You're an extremely powerful being. So your dharma, what is your dharma? It's your way, it's your path, it's your life, it's your life force. Be in alignment with your life force means to follow your dharma. Your dharma is like the heartbeat of your being. Your dharma is the way in which you move, the way in which you speak when you're in alignment with your truth. It means the divine grace of life is flowing through you like waves of light. So to live your dharma means to live in truth. It means to live a righteous life, a life of meaning, a life of purpose, a life where you're of service. And by living a life of service, not service as in self-sacrifice, but just your being, just being who you are in your highest self, that is huge, unlimited, and powerful service for the world. Your dharmic path means living the life of your dreams. And that is service, you being who you are. The way you are, as you are, in your natural form, that is your highest service. You don't need to do anything unusual. You don't need to try. You just need to be. And through being, you will be doing more service than all these people running around trying so hard to become something. And so we live in a culture which does not promote this. We live in a world where it's the opposite. It's called adharmic. It's the opposite of dharma. It's a world where there is no dharma. People have lost their dharma. They don't know who they are, and they don't know why they're here and what they need to do. These are the two most important questions in the world. Who am I? What do I need to do? Who am I? Who are you? What do you need to do? What do you need to do with your life, with your thoughts, with your feelings, with your time, with your money, with your relationships? What do you need to do? What is it that's going to bring you the greatest joy and bring them the greatest joy? What is it that life has prepared you for? What is it that when you do that, it brings you the most bliss, the most freedom, the most truth, the most enjoyment. What are those things? Do you know what they are? Those things are your dharma. And it doesn't matter how many things you listen to or what the advice anyone gives you, nobody can tell you what your dharma is. I am not here to tell you what your dharma is. I am only here as an instrument. You have manifested this situation. There are questions that can be asked to you, but only you can answer those questions. Nobody can tell you. You are unique, and you have a unique truth, a unique dharma, a unique path, a unique way. And that is what makes you special. There are so many individual spiritual beings. Why are there so many beings? Because there's something special. something unique about each of them. Otherwise, what's the point? So you can only be who you are. You can try and be somebody else, but you're still going to be who you are. And in the Gita, it is mentioned to follow your own Dharma, although imperfectly, is far superior than following the Dharma of another. And to follow a Dharma of another is fraught with peril. It is better to die following your own Dharma, because following another's Dharma is fraught with peril. So what does this actually mean? It means that you need to do what you need to do. Even if it's not perfect, even if you make mistakes, even if you mess up, even if there are things that are not exactly as you'd like them, you may be really good at doing what someone else should be doing, and pretending to be somebody else. Your parents may have conditioned you, your schools may have conditioned you that you need to be like this, and you may have become really good at it. You may have become a complete master at being someone else. But it's not going to bring you any joy. It's not your Dharma. It's not why you're here. So we need to live our own life. Live the life of your dreams. Even if it's not perfect, release yourselves. Let go of the old conditioning. Let go of these years of conditioning since we were children. That you should be like this, 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 and this. We have no idea how deep the conditioning goes. Since we were babies, and for how many lives we don't know. Since we were children, we've been listening to parents who themselves have been deluded and didn't know who they were and what they needed to do. And they've been sharing and indoctrinating us with their value system, with their falsehood. They haven't known their truth, and even if they did know their truth, they weren't telling us our truth. And so since childhood we've been told all these things, and it's not done in a malicious way, they didn't know better. And then the school, the education, the media, the peer pressure from so many sources has given us information, has given us advice, has brainwashed us to be something that we're not. And it's never, 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 never going to work for us, because you are who you are. You are not anyone else. And we've become very, very, very good at pretending to be other people, but it will never bring us real joy. It can never bring us joy. It can never be of any real service either. So despite all the running around trying to be good people and do all these things and be superheroes, it's never going to work unless we are in alignment with our own truth and what we need to do. And then we can relax in the peace and the grace of life. And knowing and experiencing this is the greatest and most powerful service that can ever happen. And this service, by sharing these vibrations and sharing through our thoughts, words, actions, relationships, connections, we naturally receive the blessings from the world and from God and from the universe. And that makes us feel wonderful. It makes us feel empowered and deeply nourished, deeply, deeply nourished in the core of our being. And any problems, they kind of dissolve. They dissolve. Where there is love, everything is easy. Where there is happiness, everything is fun. You know? We don't take it seriously. It's a game. We know we're eternal beings. And so to follow our Dharma, we need to know, I am a soul. I am light. I am consciousness. I am endless, I am boundless, I am eternal. I go beyond time, I go beyond space. This body may disappear at any moment. We don't know the date of our own death. And yet, I am an eternal being of divine peace and divine light and divine grace and wonder. and I exist forever. You exist forever. You can never, 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 never die. Nothing can kill you. Nothing can kill you. You will go on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Nothing will end. Who you are can never end. You are safe, you are secure, and you are free. You are safe, you are secure, and you are free. And when we come from this space of complete freedom and lightness, then everything is easy. And then and only then can we understand what we need to do. Because when we're in that state of freedom, of security, of peace, where we're free of anxiety, stress, fear, when we're free, then we can hear ourselves. We can hear the call of what we need to do. We can actually listen to what is true for us. We are free from all those crazy thoughts of conditioning. And we can listen to that little voice of truth that is telling us the truth, telling us what we need to do, who we are, why we're here. That little voice is there right now. It's never gone anywhere. It's just been covered up. It's been shouted down by all the other voices, all the other noises. But that little voice has never gone anywhere. It's there now. It's always going to be there. So the more we experience freedom, that we're safe, we're secure, we can listen to the truth. And then we can follow our Dharma, and then we can be in the grace and in the joy and in the enjoyment, in the wonder of who we really are and why we're here. And so are you ready to release yourself from all these chains of conditioning, from this bondage, this slavery of other people's opinions, of running around doing what everyone else wants you to do, listening to all these voices, voices, voices? Do you want to be free from all that? Listen to yourself, listen to your truth, listen to the highest guidance. Because if you are, then it means you're ready to meet yourself. You're ready to be with yourself. You're ready to allow yourself to come fully present into your life and take over this mad conditioning that has suppressed your happiness all these years. And so just by understanding a few things about your experience so far, you can learn a lot. And don't expect that you already know who you are, that you think you've worked this all out, that you've done these courses before and you know what's going on. We don't really know very much. We need to be humble. And there's all kinds of things that can emerge that you have not been thinking about because they've been suppressed. They've been left behind. They've been put aside, they've been put on the shelf, and they've been gathering dust. And those things, they need to come out from behind the cupboards, from behind the things that are not who you are. Bring those real things forward and get rid of that other stuff. And so, let us enjoy this process. You will learn a few things that you would not expect. So just listen to what you've got to say to yourself. Listen to what you've not been hearing. Listen deeper than you've ever listened before. Do not judge anything. Just allow whatever is to come forth.